I'm really good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Yeah, doing great today, thanks. And it's great to have you on, especially considering you're one of the busiest men in music. I mean, it's been a pretty crazy summer for you. You've been in Ibiza with your TS5 pool parties for 10 weeks, playing festivals. You had Fee Festival a couple of weeks ago. You pulled in the biggest crowd at Glastonbury. I mean, how's it all been this summer for you?
Do you know what? It's been such an amazing rollercoaster ride. Like, literally having the summer, like you said, at Glastonbury was an amazing moment to be on that stage in front of that many people. And then also the Ibiza Rocks residency I've been doing, like, with my TS5 show. So my Ibiza Rocks show, of being able to go over there and do my TS5 DJ set over there for 10 weeks has been incredible. So I'm just really thankful that within that period of time I was able to put an album together that doesn't feel rushed, and it felt very organic and natural, and then be here with a new single, which is brilliant.
See, that's what I mean about you being very busy, because you're playing DJ sets in Ibiza, you're playing festivals, you had an arena tour, and while all of that's going on, you're writing the new album as well, the first single of which is out today. It's called Heartline. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, it was a song that I Jonas Blue produced the record, and he'd been a big fan of my music for a number of years, and said how much Born to Do It was such a big record in him growing up. And he was like, oh, we've got to get in the studio. And finally, we actually got in the studio together, and I didn't know how much R&B music he loved. He played me a playlist of stuff he listens to, and it's so much R&B. And I was like, let's start off there, because it'd be interesting to see where you would take it. And the first song we wrote together ended up being Heartline, and it just feels like it's got the Jonas Blue elements of some of the sounds, but the R&B temperament of the song is very much in my lane. And I don't know, I'm really excited for people to hear that. When you get to the chorus, it feels like you get the payoff in the chorus, and then you get, rather than a hands up in the air kind of vibe for the drop, it's a more of a cooler drop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes it in a different direction for Jonas Blue too, because with Jonas Blue, we've kind of come to expect the massive hands in the air piano fireworks kind of drop that you get in dance music, but this is a lot cooler and a lot sort of more down tempo, and there's a really nice vibe to it. Also on the album, you've got the likes of Dan from Bastille. You're going to be working with JP Cooper. What do you look for in an artist that you want to work with on your album?
I feel it just needs to be organic and to be real, and authentic. Like when I worked with Dan, it was something that we'd been talking about for such a long time. And I performed at the Apple Music Festival and performed Fake It, one of their songs from the new album. And then they did 16, one of mine. And we were like, we've got to get in the studio. And then when we did do it, it just felt like all the collaborations, be it with JP Cooper as well and AJ Tracy on the album, that it was, that the songs feel stronger than even the artists that are actually performing them. And that was really important to me, because I think sometimes the names of artists is all good and well, but what is the song saying? And I feel like we really nailed like the songs together. I can't wait for people to hear this.
Yeah, and I gotta be honest, I'm pretty excited to hear it too. Obviously, the first single is out then. The album is available to pre-order from today. But when are we actually going to get the album?
The album's dropping January. So it'll be perfect for like once the Christmas meals are in and you're feeling like, oh, okay, we now need to get the gym membership for January. And you're like, you'll already be ready for season. You'll be booking your tickets for summer festivals. This is that album for that time. But there'll be more singles and stuff going on between that time as well.
I see. So as well as giving us some pretty cool music, you're trying to help us all go to the gym after Christmas as well.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be your playlist. Hopefully I'll be that go-to. What's going to get me motivated? Oh, let me just go check for that. The time is now.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, because most of us, especially after Christmas, need that little bit of motivation to get down the gym. So thank you for that. The album drops in January then. What is next for Craig David? Like, are you going to get straight back into the studio, or are you going to take a bit of a break?
No, I mean, I'm going to continue. I'll always be writing and recording when I've got time off, and I can go into the studio and record. I think that's just like a no-brainer to me now, because I'm just feeling so creative. But I want to enjoy this journey, and I want to give 110% with my live shows. And this album just feels like there's so many songs on this record that we could release as singles and go out, that I feel like it's got longevity in it, that when I do get round to another album, it will feel like I've really enjoyed this moment, as opposed to, oh, here's an album, here's another album, here's a, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at least we've got a brand new album to look forward to in January. It's available to pre-order right now, and the first single, Heartline, is out today. I would love it if you could introduce it for me.
Yeah, of course. This is the brand new single, out now, track entitled Heartline.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming onto the show, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, man. I'll see you soon.